I'd like to read really very briefly in 1 Corinthians 11. Paul writes, I receive from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the night when he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. The Lord's Supper is to be celebrated until the coming of Christ. It wasn't a temporary gift to the early church. It was to be a hallmark of the life of the early church from its inception to its consummation. There will come a day when we will no longer need or want the Lord's Supper, because we shall have the Lord. We shall see him as he is. Like some of you, I carry around with me a photograph of Joan. Not that I forget what she's like, but I like regularly when I'm away, the times I am away, to take it out and look at it. I would be very strange if she was sitting beside me and I kept looking at a photograph. But when her presence is not there, the photograph helps, and the Lord's Supper is a help. Not first because of our sinful need, though it is that, but because of our creatureliness. Every covenant administration has a physical sign, sealing sign attached to it. The tree of life in the garden, circumcision with Abraham, the Sabbath, Moses, Exodus 31, the throne with David, and baptism and the Lord's Supper. Because the Lord is gracious to our creatureliness and to our sinful creatureliness to give us tokens and signs. We need every encouragement God can give us to go on. And here the Lord says, until I come, and come he will, until I come, eat the bread, drink the cup. They are sealing signs of my finished work on your behalf before my Father. Not only will you hear from your ministers that I'm a Savior with a finished work, I want you to see that with your own eyes. I want you to feel it with your hands. I want you to taste it with your mouths. I want to seal to you by my Spirit my loving kindness, because that's what these gifts are, tokens of the loving kindness of a finished work Savior. So as we come to the Lord's table, may the Lord help us by faith to receive these tokens and to feed not just on the bread and the wine, but on the one whom they represent, feeding on Christ. That's what faith is, feeding on the grace and loving kindness of a finished work Savior. If you are a baptized believer that belongs to a church that confesses Christ as the way, the truth, and the life, a church that anchors itself in the perfection of his finished work and confesses that by faith alone are we engrafted into Christ, then we welcome you, whatever your denominational background, because here we confess our unity in Christ, which transcends every little human denomination. denominational difference. Let us pray. Lord, by the grace of your love and by the power of your Spirit, please seal to us these covenant signs and seals. As we handle them, as we look at them, as we eat them, may we truly be eating Christ by faith. Lord, we are very poor and needy, and we don't know the half. But may we leave this place tonight nourished by the gospel and by the gospel's signs. Bless this occasion to us all. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.